Amen. I wanted to give you the moment of meditation, that moment of reflection, amen, on those that have gone on to glory and that have served in our service. So we just thank God for them and one of them. So as we want to move on into our message for the morning. We won't be too long. I'm just going to be brief and just to share a little word with you if we can. And we're going to come from the topic, a heroic servant. A heroic servant. A heroic servant. Let's look at our scriptures this morning. On that, this morning, a heroic servant. Our scripture reads this morning, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. The world through him might be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So we looking at our scripture this morning, it's talking about a heroic servant. That's a very, very familiar scripture. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but all those that believe through him might be saved. Eternal God, our Father, in the name of his Father, we come as we come to bless your people with your word. God, we ask, God, that just right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray now, God, that you bless your word. You do it for us in the name of Jesus. Help us decrease that you might increase. Oh God, rain down from heaven. Oh God, the manna, oh God, that we may have an overflow, oh God, that we may have joy, that we may have you in our hearts and in our spirits, God. We bless you now. Oh God, because we know, God, that as we bless you, you're going to bless us. And we thank you now, oh God, because God, you've been so good to us. And oh God, you've made it possible, oh God, for us to be here right now in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you in the name of Jesus. Bless hearts, bless minds, save souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Servant. As we look at our text this morning, this is a conversation with Jesus and Nicodemus. And Nicodemus had come to Jesus at night, and he was questioning Jesus and let him know that you must be born again. And Nicodemus, a question that must be born again, he wanted to know, what do you mean, Jesus, by this must be born again? How can a man being old be born again? And Jesus got a little sarcasm with Nicodemus. He said, being a ruler, being a man that, Nicodemus was a Pharisee, the man of law, a man that study scripture, you don't understand. And he said, how can I describe to you earthly things when you're spiritual things, you don't even understand earthly things. And Jesus, went on to talk about the salvation. Jesus said that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee this be born. So as we look at our text on this morning, we see Jesus and Nicodemus talking in reference salvation men and being born again. And as we talk about this topic, a heroic servant. Heroic is bravery, is someone that stands out and they up and beyond their natural abilities, up and beyond their colleagues, up and beyond their surroundings. They stand out others. Have a sense of bravery. that different from many others. They're standing out. So we look at this story also as a servant. What is a servant? A servant is one who serves, one who put others before himself, one that offers a service to others. Who is a servant? Well, we look now at our scriptures at Jesus talking about salvation to Nicodemus, and when Jesus get down to the 14th in his conversation, when Moses raises the wilderness. See, he's talking about now sin when children of Israel had sinned in the wilderness. And when he had snakes had the camp, and snakes were by the children of Israel, and he was doing it because they had went into a place of adultery. They had went into a place where they were serving idol gods, and they were giving credit to their blessings to idols, and moving away from understanding and serving the true and living God. And sometimes we get in the place where we get so comfort and content with our blessings, that we're so blessed, and we don't recognize how blessed we are, even in a negative moment, even when we're confined, and even when COVID is on a rampage, and we're still blessed. Even when the money is low and the bills are due, we're still blessed. Even health look like it's failing us, we're still blessed. Regardless of the circumstance and the issues, our relationships feel like it's apart, but we're still blessed. And what we have to understand is we have to find the blessing, even when it's dim, and we have to look harder. We have to look a little bit harder for the blessing. There is a blessing. Even in this situation, there is a blessing. Even when we're afraid and have fear among us because of a disease that is readily catchable, there's still a blessing. We have to really recognize what our insides is giving us. Our spiritual man is telling us that there is a blessing. We can't allow fear to us, but we have to get the wisdom of God. And as we walk in this wisdom of God, we have to use bravery. So when we're talking about in the wilderness, when sin has come upon us, and we're being chased by the Lord, and we're being chastened by Him, and He's putting us in a situation, must run to Him. And these children of Israel, the Hebrew children, ran to Moses. And when he went to Moses, when they went to Moses, they went to God, and Moses prayed unto God for the children. And Moses at that time was being a servant. Yes, he was their servant, because they needed him to do something for them. And Moses went to God, and oftentimes Moses went to God for them and on their behalf. And I'm a believer that a leader should pray for his parishioners and pray for the lead and community and everyone that he in contact with. But Moses prayed for them, and when he prayed for them, God gave him the remedy. And when God gave him the remedy, God told him to make a serpent of brass and put it on this and stand up, and when you stand it up, anybody that look up will live. And those that looked up to the serpent was healed and lived. And Jesus made reference to that moment because Jesus knew there was going to be a time that he must also be lifted up. And as we think about that moment, if he's lifted, then we can live. When he's lifted up, we can look up and we can live. And he talked about that moment, but he was in a sense talking himself, Jesus, being that servant, that hero. That right there is exciting in itself. It excites me to know that Jesus being that heroic servant. We have the Army, and we have the Navy, we have the Air Force, and we have the Marines, and now we now have the Space Force. We have our military officers, and they come with their might, and they come with strength, and they come with their power, and they come with their weapons, and come with their edges. They come with their techniques, and they come as unit, and they unify themselves, and the purpose of that unity is to keep peace, and they keep peace by rage and war, and they monitor what goes on in the world. If there's something going on in the Middle East, the president will send our military forces there and to keep the peace and to keep the stabilize the area. When something goes on in other countries, in Panama, in Vietnam, Korea, Russia, things go on around the world. We have a military force. We have heroic servants that keeps us safe, that keeps us in a level of peace, and keeps us in a place that we can do what we're doing right now and wake up in the morning and freely worship with God. We can freely worship if we want to worship, and we don't have to worship if we don't want to worship, and we can worship whoever we worship. I want you to know this morning, I come to worship my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and because he is our heroic servant. He told Nicodemus, he said, Nicodemus, you can't understand spiritual things because you don't even understand the earthly things. See, God has this mystery that we don't understand. We try to understand it, and we try to make sense of it, but we don't know the mind of God. But if we search the scriptures and we look deep therein, God is all around us. God in us. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. And if we're going to be born again, we have to become like a newborn babe. And if we're going to be a newborn babe, we have to forget that we think we know. And we have to learn that what God wants us to know. As I look at scripture and study scripture, we have to forget that we know. And we have to go in and study and search it out and learn that we don't know. And as I look at the 16th verse, and for God gave only begotten. And as we look into that, only begotten, often characterized as one, the only one. But as we look deeper and we go back to its original text, I learned that Greek word used there is and logonis do mean only, but also means the unique one. And my Bible takes me back to where logonis was used in the Testament, where Abraham used it for Isaac. He said, my only begotten son. You know that Isaac wasn't Abraham's only son, but Isaac was Abraham's unique son, was the promised son. And when we met that Old Testament text, when Abraham was about to sacrifice his begotten son, we look at text on today where God gave his only begotten son, his monogenes son. He was unique in a way that no other way. He was a hero servant. He stood for us. My Bible tells me that God looked below the earth, on the earth, and he looked the earth, and there was nobody. There was nobody that could come and save us. There was nobody that could come and redeem us back to him. So God, a man, sent his monogenes son. He sent his only begotten son, his unique son. And he was unique because he was divine and human at the same time. 100% man and 100% divine. He was unique because he was manifest by the Holy Spirit, a virgin. He was unique because he was God's son, sent to us because we needed a savior. And when he got of age, he presented himself in ministry, and he was baptized by the forerunner, the Baptist. And when he was baptized by the forerunner, a man put his stamp on him. He said, this is my love son. Ain't that all right? Feeling the Holy Spirit speaking to me right now at this moment. And it's letting us know that God, a man, only begotten son, he came that he could be a heroic servant, a man just like our military force is our heroic servant. But Jesus can even save, a man. They may serve, a man, but Jesus, a man, serve all humanity, a man, no matter whether you're black or you're white, whether you're brown or you're green or purple too, came to serve you. He said, for God so loved the world, he didn't come just to my community, and he didn't come just to your community. He come to Florida and in Miss South LA. Amen. He didn't come, amen, to New York. Amen. And didn't arrive in Texas. But he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, his unique son. That son, he was the only one that could do it. Amen. He was the only one that could fill the prescription. And Jesus was the only one. You can look to the left, you can look to your right. Amen. Nothing or no one could do it but Jesus. Amen. Put your trust in Christ this morning. Amen. It's the heroic. My Bible team, amen, that he made the blind man see. He served the blind. My Bible tells me that he made a man, the deaf man, He served the deaf. He made the lame man walk. He served the lame. Of all, man, he made those that were sick. And he healed them. Amen. He served the sick. Ain't that great? Amen. But not just the physical sick. Amen. But the spiritual sick. Those that are sick sin. Just like the children of Israel in the wilderness. Amen. When they were sick with sin. Amen. Moses raised up the servant. And Jesus, amen, to go to the cross. That he may be raised up. Amen. Up on the cross. Amen. That we can look up. Amen. And be healed. Amen. Of our sins. And all you got to do is look up to the cross. He may not be on the cross no more. He's ascended up to heaven. And he sits on the right-hand side of the Father. Amen. Making intercession for you and I. All you have to do is believe it. Amen. In your spirit. All you have to do is believe it in your heart. All you have to do is believe it in your mind. He is thee. Even in your mouth. And confessing with you that Jesus died and rose again. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited. I'm excited about God and what he did. He's our heroic servant. His bravery. Amen. He was brave. Amen. To do it. Because he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, "Pass, let this cup pass from me." He said, "Bless my will. My will be done." Amen. And I believe, amen, that he was in a frail moment at that time. Amen. But then he got that bravery. Amen. Where he realized that you need was the monogod God. And he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, I will do it. I will go and I will serve. Oh, I will do it and I will redeem man back unto you. I will do it. And the sacrifice, I will do it, amen. I will bring them, and I will bring that covenant. I will bring us into from the law into grace, and that grace and mercy, so man and God can be back in covenant again, as it was in the garden. I will do it, amen. And my Bible tells me that Jesus, amen, gave himself up, amen. He allowed Judas. Amen. To deceive him. Amen. They didn't take his life, for he gave his life. Amen. And they spit on him. And, he was a servant for us, and he took 40 stripes, saved one. And it says that those stripes was for the healing. Amen. And we understand today. Amen. They put 72 thorns on his head. And they his clothes, they put her on him, and they mocked him and made fun of him, and they spit on him, and they slapped him. Amen. He was a servant, amen, and he braved it, amen. He was our heroic. He went through this process, and they held his hand, and they nailed his feet, and they made man drag the cross up on the hill of Golgotha, and when they nailed him, amen, they hung him up there, up on the hill between two thieves, and amen, he wasn't the only one on the cross, amen, but he was the only one, amen, on the cross that was gonna bring salvation, amen. Ain't that all right, amen? And as he hung on the cross from the sixth to the ninth hour, amen, he didn't, amen, die fast enough, and one of the leaders, a man, told a soldier to pierce him side. Let's hurry up and his life. And out came blood and water, and the blood and the water was the testament of salvation. As he hung down, the blood and water did run out, and they offered him, amen, some vinegar, amen, for the pain. And he said, "No, I won't taste of the vine until I see my Father." And as he hung there on the cross, he hung there and decided to give up the ghost. See, they pierced him in the side, and they nailed his hands, and they hung him up there to bed until he died. But he didn't give up life until he got to give up life. And my Bible tells me that he said, he said, "My God, why have thou forsaken me? And he took on sin for us at that very moment, and God on sin. So it's said that he turned his back. He turned his back on him at that moment because he couldn't look on sin. Oh, that's significant because it was my sin on the cross and it was your sin on the cross. He was our heroic servant. He took on the sin for us and he took our sin to the grave. The Bible tells me that clouds became dark and the earth did quake and there was a rumbling and the veil was rent. We now access that. We don't have to go to the priest no more, but we can go directly to Christ himself because Christ is possible because he was the heroic servant. Amen. And he got up on the third day with all power in his hand. My Trump might say I have the most powerful army in the world, but I want you to know today that there's something more powerful than the military might of the United States of America. Amen. And his name is Jesus Christ. He has power in his hands. Amen. Ain't that all right? He has power to make a mean man nice. He has the power, amen, to make an ugly man cute. He has the power to make a thief, amen, thief. He has the power to make a blind man see. He has the power to make a dumb man talk. He has the power to make a lame man. He has the power, amen, in his hands. And I'm so glad, oh, that he's not selfish with his power. Amen, because he said, amen, go wait and up in the upper room. And will give you power. All right? Send you amen, and the comforter come. You will have power, amen, will be a witness. Ain't that right? Amen, oh, amen, next Sunday, amen, will be, amen, our Pentecostal Sunday. After, amen, he died on Easter that we celebrated quite a few Sundays ago. Amen, amen, deliver the Holy Spirit, amen, to his people. I want you to celebrate with me the Holy Spirit, amen, coming, amen, to us, amen, in a magnificent way. Amen, we're going to power. Ain't that all right? Oh, glory to God. We just celebrate with you on today. Amen. A servant, a heroic servant. Heroic servant. Jesus is a heroic servant. Jesus is a heroic servant. Amen. His bravery for going to the cross. Amen. He did it for you, and he did it for me. Amen. He died on the cross for our sins. Amen. And his death on the cross. Amen. That we're able to have salvation today. That we're able to look up and live. And we can have everlasting life. Amen. We don't have to worry about dying but once. And that's when we give our life to him. Amen. When we sleep in the grave, only sleep because we will rise in and have everlasting life. Amen. So you only have to die once. And that's when you die from sin. Amen. When you give your life to him, we ask that you give your life to him right now. Give your life to him right now in the name of Christ. Amen. Believe, receive it, and you can have life and have it everlasting in the name of Jesus. Thank you. We thank you for joining us this morning. Amen. We intended on having a guest today. Amen. But, amen, we will have that guest next Sunday. Amen. On our Pentecostal Sunday. Amen. Fifth Sunday that's coming up. Amen. We will have them, and they're going to bring that power. Amen. We ask that you just be with us. Amen. And join in with us as we do this ministry. Pray for us as we pray with you and pray for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And we offer salvation to each and every one of you that do not know the Lord. And those that of you that do, Lord, we ask just continue to pray. Amen. For our country. Pray for our state. Pray for our community. Amen. That God moves in his will. And we just thank each and every one of you. And we thank you for just being with us. And let us just pray with you as we move forward in this ministry. Father God, we thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we look to you to do it for us. We look to you to move in a mighty way. We look to blessings to you for salvation. We look to you, God, in the name of Jesus. We know that all power is in your hand. We ask that you look on our men of and women of military might, those that have those families and of our military loved ones that have passed away. Oh God, cover them and keep. They shared their family member with us for our freedoms. Oh, and we ask that you just bless them in a mighty way. Oh God, we know that all power is in your hand, and we know that that you can do it. We're trusting you now. We're leaning on you, and we're depending on you in the name of Jesus. We don't know no other way. We can't do it, oh God, but we need you to us. Oh, listen, guide us in the way, oh, name of Jesus. Bless our hearts, bless our minds, bless our week. Oh God, we don't know what our week have in store, Lord, but you know all things. You have all your hand for your friend, oh God. Oh God, but help us through any challenging situations that we may be in, and that we may see ourselves in, that we may experience. Oh God, give us the strength. Oh God, don't move the stumbling blocks, Lord, but lead us around them. Oh God, don't take away, but give us the climb. Oh God, we know that you can do it for us. Oh God, we need you, God, because we can't do it without you. Oh, we need you in our spirit. We need you in our hearts. We need you in our minds. We need you in our life. God, do it for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. We know that we're more conquerors. We thank you, oh God, because we know, God, that you're in us. Oh God, we know that you're for us, and we know that you're with us. Oh God, we thank you for just being God. Oh, we thank you for the blessings. Oh God, we thank you for the healing. Thank you for the comforting our grieving. Oh God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We bless you in a mighty way. We look to the hills from which cometh our help, knowing our health and our strength come God. Oh God, and it's from you, God, that we have our being, and we live in the name of Jesus. We can't do anything without, and we praise you now. We just ask that you just continue to look on us as we depart. And until next Sunday, oh Lord, we ask that you just, in the mighty Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you, we bless you, magnify you, glorify you. We ask that you just continue to pray for us as we move forward. We just want you to continue to be blessed, have a bleak, and we love you, and may God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
nobody listen.
But I really didn't have it this morning.
Oh, no.